This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are 9 out of 10 chances that the orange juice you just had comes from Florida, or maybe the juice you did not have because of the high prices. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more on a disease of orange trees that changes the economics of breakfast.
Americans drink 500 million gallons of orange juice every year. That might sound like a lot, but it's actually a record low. OJ consumption is down 20% in the last decade. That's prompted Florida's Department of Citrus to roll out this new ad campaign.
Orange juice. Always healthy, always pure.
Doug Ackerman is the executive director of Florida's Department of Citrus. He says demand is down because growers are producing fewer oranges.
Our challenge is the shortage of supply really creates higher prices at retail for us.
About 50% higher over the last 10 years. Most of the trouble has been caused by a disease called greening.
This is a 5-year-old tree that's very symptomatic.
Citrus farmer Bill Rowe is examining a greening-infected Valencia orange tree in his grove in Winter Haven, Florida. Greening is a bacterial infection that slowly kills citrus trees. It showed up in the state about 8 years ago, and since then, Florida's producing about half the oranges it used to.
See, half of it on that tree is on the ground. It means there's no way to make money, essentially.
For farmers like Rowe to make money with fewer oranges and expensive greening treatments, they have to charge more for their fruit. James Cordier is a commodities trader with Liberty Trading Group.
So what happened in oranges, we've never seen it in any other market like that.
Cordier says if Florida's orange production continues to decline and the economies in Asia, Europe, and the U.S. improve, orange juice prices could hit luxury territory.
It could be the liquid caviar.
Doug Ackerman with the Florida Department of Citrus is confident scientists will find a cure for greening.
Florida citrus grower has a long history of fighting through very tough diseases and coming out okay on the other end.
Ackerman says Florida's citrus industry is worth $9 billion a year and employs about 76,000 people. He says the Sunshine State is committed to its citrus farmers.
Well, we're still on the license plate here in Florida, so...
In Winter Haven, Florida, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.